Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And I also have the privilege of being the pastor of New Vision for Life Ministry. As far as I'm concerned, the greatest ministry there is. And I do thank God for it. And of course, with me on this awesome Sabbath day, a beautiful, beautiful Saturday, I have with me my awesome co-host, again, a daughter in the spirit, a confidant, beautiful, loving, caring, loyal. What else? Steadfast, unmovable, full of integrity, beautiful. Okay, I can't take up any more showtime. My beautiful co-host, Minister Tabika Garnes. Good morning, precious.
Good morning, so beautiful, amazing, loving, talented, caring, enthusiastic, excited, Apostle Banks.
Good morning. Listen, if nobody else tells us anything good about ourselves, at least on Saturday morning, we know
right.
We got something good coming towards us. Amen.
Right.
Amen. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. I tell you, I'm excited about this day. I am. And again, simply because it's the day that the Lord has made. It is the day that he has made. And I can't help but to rejoice. I can't help but to rejoice. And with that being said, I want to say good morning to Tamika Sheldon. Good morning, beloved, to Lester and Joyce Richardson. Joyce in New York. Anita Nelson, God bless you, woman of God, from New Vision, to Isaiah in Pennsylvania and in Chicago, to Rob in Pennsylvania, to Deacon Thomas Farr with Issues, Thin Men Talk, with Prophetess Dorn, Denise in Pennsylvania, to all of the listeners here from Fair Springs Senior Residence Center, whatever, any and all, to all of you listeners that come on Saturday morning, we just want to say, you know, a special thank you. We love you, and thank you for just being a blessing to us. Minister Garnes, what about you, darling?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning. Thank you again for joining us on this beautiful Saturday. Like Apostle said, God saw fit to wake us up again, and so to him we give all the glory. Thank you so much for taking an hour out of your Saturday to join us. It's a beautiful, beautiful day outside. I'm not sure. I know here in Maryland it's supposed to be like 74 degrees. So I want to take advantage of that, kind of like thaw out. The winter is moving out, and we are embracing spring and whatever else God has for us. So to God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. So get yourselves while Minister Tabika will open us in prayer. You got another minute or two to call somebody. Tell them to join us today. We're going to be doing part two on Think on These Things, and this is going to be the benefits of positive thinking. So go ahead, call somebody, let them know that Heart to Heart is on the air, and we are looking forward to sharing this with them. Minister, would you please open us in prayer? Thank you.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way. We welcome you heart to heart in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you would touch every heart. That you would touch every mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing even now. Thank you for your grace and your mercy upon our lives. Thank you for your unconditional love. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your happiness. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your deliverance, oh God. Thank you, Father, for all that you are doing in this season, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for how you just do what you need to do within us and for us, oh God. Lord, we know that every day we wake up, there's things that we have to face. There are things that we have to take care of, but the beauty of it all is that we have you. We have you to guide us through it. We have you to walk us through it. We have you to talk us through it. And there is none like you, Lord God. Just the peace that comes from you, Lord God. Even when we feel like we're drowning or we're surrounded by chaos and confusion or we've been accused of something that we didn't do or that we didn't say, Lord God. Oh, Father, but you are right there with us and your peace gives us the push to keep going. And so, Father, we just thank you for who you are. We thank you that you created us in your image. We thank you that you gave us the mind of Christ. We thank you that we were on your mind before we were even born, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that our names are engraved in the palms of your hands, oh God. And we just give you praise because there is none like you, Lord God. There is none like you in all the earth. And, Father, we just say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for the times when we just wanted to give up and walk away or shut the door and not be bothered or not even wake up the next day. But, Father, Lord, you gave us the strength to get up. You gave us the strength to fight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that you didn't let us throw in the towel, that you didn't let us walk away, but you continue to push us. Hallelujah, because you created us to be great. Hallelujah. You created us to do many signs and wonders, oh, Father, and we just give you praise, oh, God. Lord, I just pray that even in this time that you will begin to show us who we are in you. And I know, Father, that you've done this many of times, but a lot of us still had blinders on. A lot of us couldn't hear, Lord, but in this time, Lord God, I pray that those blinders fall off. I pray that those plugs that are in our ears, that we begin to pull them out, oh God, so that we can be who you called us to be, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that some of us are just so comfortable right where we are, but you have so much more for us. There are bigger and better things that you have for us, oh God. So don't let us be comfortable in our situations right now, especially those situations that are not of you, Father God. Lord, just begin to like to shake us and wake us up, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And many of us right now are uncomfortable, and we're uncomfortable because you're trying to get us to move past where we are because you have so much more that you want to do for us and that you want to give us. And you don't want us to stay in that place where we miss what it is that you are doing for us, Lord God. And so, Father, I thank you that you created us, Lord God, to praise your name, oh God. You created us, Father God, to share the gospel in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You created us to love. Hallelujah. You created us to sing. You created us, oh God, to worship, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. And I just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We could not ask for a better Father. Hallelujah. There is nothing about you that we could ask to change. There is nothing about you that we would be upset with or be angry with because you, Lord God, you are everything that we need, Father. And we just ask that you just keep us close, Lord God, that you would remove anything that would drown out your voice, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you would begin to show us you will begin to show us things that the enemy set up for our demise in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Even people that have befriended us, oh God, that really aren't good for us, but that their talk, Lord God, some of us have gotten caught up in the things that they have said, but it was a trick of the enemy, Lord God. Lord, just help us to see, Lord God. Help us to see. Help us to know. Help us in discernment, Father God. Hallelujah. Train us in discernment, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So I just thank you, Lord God, that you are doing great and mighty things in our lives, oh God, that you, Father God, are doing things that we never thought, Lord God, you would use us for, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we are great. We are strong because we are from you. We are from you. We are your children. And every attribute, Father God, Lord God, that you have, some of it we have as well, Father, in the name of Jesus, because of the fact that we were created in your image, Father. So we say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We continue to trust in you and hope in you and listen and obey in the name of Jesus. And for you, Father God, we say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes. For you, Lord God, we say yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, Lord God, we give you glory. We give you praise. We honor you. We love you, Father God. And, Lord, don't pass us by, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We do thank the Lord. The Lord for Minister Tadika. We thank her for the words of prayer that have gone forth in the name of Jesus. I thank you that God's word will accomplish exactly what he sent it out to accomplish. I pray that all of you, that every prophetic word that you were given, that word is stirred up in you on this day, praise be unto God, that it is stirred up in you on this day, and the word shall come to fruition. It will be manifested, hallelujah. I pray that as believers, signs and wonders will follow you because you are a believer, that you will lay hands on a sick and they will recover. You will cast out demons in the name of Jesus. I do thank the Lord that his word is true. His word is true. I thank the Lord for that. Again, thanking God for my daughter here, thanking the Lord for her heart, her love, and how she is so faithful and what it is that she is doing. And each one of us, y'all, each one of us, you know, we of course, have many, many thoughts that go on throughout the day. And today we're doing part two on think on these things. The scripture that is used for this is Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. And we're using an article that was written by Minister Ray Pritchard from Keep Believing Ministries. And that's whose article that we are working from on today. Last week, we went over four kinds of negative thinking. And just real quick, those were self-pity. Number two was blaming others for what it is that you're going through. Number three was the unwillingness to change. So you're feeling sorry for yourself. You blame others. Therefore, with you blaming others, you know, it's not your fault. So then you have the unwillingness to change since you are the victim and you've immersed yourself in self-pity, you know, and you found somebody else to blame. You don't have to change. So you know it's not you, and so it's got to be, of course, somebody else, and you refuse to change. And then the fourth negative thinking is being anger, is anger and bitterness. Anger and bitterness. Once you begin to pity yourself, you become the victim. You get angry at everything and everybody. This is your defense mechanism. You remember every miserable thing that's ever been done to you. You remember where it was, who said it, how they said it, what they were wearing, the time of day. And you rehearse these things over and over again. And you get angrier and angrier and more bitter. And that eventually turns into hatred. So your thoughts actually matter. Your thoughts actually matter. I think it's Norman Vincent Peale who, oh my gosh, now to mention the man's name and his book dealing on positive thinking. I can't remember the title of it right now. It'll come back to me. I promise you
It's called The Power of, that's what it's called, right? The Power of Positive Thinking Norman Vincent Peale.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. See there, y'all? That's why I got my girl here. Yes, that's exactly it. And the thing is, you know, that book became a very popular book. However, Paul, hallelujah, Paul, he wrote first what it is, the benefits of positive thinking. And again, that came from Philippians 4 and 8, and which says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things. Think on these things. So, you know, and again, this shows the awesomeness of God. God wants us to have thoughts that are beneficial to us, and he gives us what it is we should be thinking on. And a study shows that we have over 10,000 thoughts a day. And just while I'm saying that, I'm wondering how many thoughts went through my mind just while I was speaking those words, you know, because when I said over 10,000 thoughts a day, of course, one of the thoughts that went through my mind is how many thoughts did I have during the day? I mean, during that precise moment. Our mind is constantly working, constantly working. We have to take captive our imagination, our thoughts, and so forth. We have to take these things and use them for the glory of God. Negativity is always easier to remember than it is to remember the positive thing. Oh, you know something? See, I just had another thought, and I'm going to give this credit to the Holy Spirit again. When I just said negativity is easier to remember, whatever it is that causes us pain, discomfort, rejection, abandonment, whatever it is, these things are easy to remember. We don't have to keep a photo album of those things, man. Those things come, you know, daily. You know, he did me wrong. She did me wrong. They said, they lied. That physically hurt. He hit me. She hit me. Whatever the case may be, those things are very, very easy to remember. Now, the thought that came to me when I said that negativity is easy to remember, this is why we keep a photo album of the good times. Did you hear me? When we look at our photo album, the photo album is filled with pictures of the positive things that have gone on in life. See, you don't have to take pictures of the negative things that have gone on in life. You remember those like Johnny on the spot. The enemy will throw that stuff up at you every single day, every second that he gets. He's going to throw those negative things up at you. He's not going to throw up to you the blessings that God gave you. He's not going to throw up to you how somebody else blessed you and your good times and so forth. So we end up taking pictures to remember. We end up taking pictures to remember the good times. The Lord even told the Israelites, you know, that they had to make memorial stones and places that to help them to remember the benefits of following Yahweh, you know, doing what God said, being obedient. Even back then, we have to remember those good things. And so here again, we're talking about thinking on, think on these things. So what are the benefits of it? Let's go through these eight things that Paul asked us. Told us that we should think about. The first one is whatever is true. So your first thing is it true? Is it true? Truth, or you open your mouth, are you speaking the truth? Do the words have the ring of truth about them? And this question will rule out all that is dishonest, untrue, and unreliable. And let me say this to you too, beloved. In that question, because see, the enemy is tricky. I remember when I first started dealing with this scripture years ago, and this was in my immature state. The first thing being, whatsoever is true. Well, it was true that he lied on me. It was true that he cheated on me. It was true that he disappointed me. You see, the enemy has you saying that it's true that all of these negative things had taken place. However, when the word is speaking about the truth of things, of course, before we say anything, before we're telling people anything true, but we are supposed to be speaking those things, you know, that are edifying and so forth and so on. And yes, the lack of honesty, we have to be careful. And even if we mention those negative things, what part of that is not 100% true? What part of it did we embellish and so forth? So we have to be very, very careful. Is what I'm about to say, is it true without any ounce of being dishonest? Is it true? The next one was whatever is noble. Noble means honorable. Now see, this goes back here, beloved. It goes back. It means honorable, worthy of reverence. It fears to that which is majestic and awe and spirit inspiring, and it's noble seriousness. So in other places, the word has been used proper qualities of an elder being noble. So is your thought life honorable? Do you ponder on things that are noble and of serious purpose, or do you dwell on the frivolous and the trivial things? You know, again, dwelling on those negative things. God wants us to change our way of thinking. Change our way of thinking, beloved, that we're thinking on those things that would bring health to us, that would bring life to us, that would cause us, hallelujah, to be giving God glory and praise, you know, no matter where we are, no matter what we're going, what's going on. And you can retrain yourself, saints of God. You can retrain your thinking. The word tells us that renew our minds, amen, and that will come from, you know, us reading the word of God, us practicing the word of God, us remembering the word of God. This is what I'm supposed to spend my time thinking about. I had some very negative thoughts on last night, some negative things I was thinking about. And, you know, once I pulled myself together and I looked at the time I spent in the valley of the shadow of death, you know, that's where my thoughts were, and not me killing myself or anything like that. I'm just saying it's death to our soul. It's death to our spirit to spend so much time thinking about these negative things when we can spend time thinking about that is true, that is noble, something that would give God glory and praise, and how much better, you know, that we would feel if we're thinking on those things. How much better would it be to God for us to be blessing him instead of blessing Satan by spending time in his kingdom with all of this negative stuff? I'm telling you, it made me angry that I spent so much time in that negative place. But I'm telling you, as the prodigal son, when I came to myself, glory to God, I knew that I had to change that stinking thinking. Had to change that stinking thinking. Beloved, in your hands, sweetheart.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Whew. You sound like you were getting ready to go into a word.
I felt like it. Praise the Lord.
Okay. All right. Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, I just praise God that you recognized that and that you did not stay in that place, but you recognized it and you immediately, you know, said, no. You got yourself right out of there and didn't let those, you know, whatever was going on, didn't let it consume you. So to God be the glory for that.
God be the glory.
Amen. Yes. Amen. All right. So the next positive, the next benefit of positive thinking, is it right? Is it right? So whatever is right, this means in conformity to God's standards, not mine, not apostles, not, you know, whomever else is on here listening. It's to God's standards. That's what we measure it by. So it's not, is it right in my eyes or is it right in the eyes of others, but is it right in God's eyes? So if your thoughts were broadcast for the world to hear, would you be ashamed and embarrassed if others knew what you were thinking, and what would they think of you? Wow. Wow. Yes, apostle. Wow. Wow. If our thoughts were broadcast for everyone to hear, you know, and you know, especially us, the children of God, like, what are we thinking? What are we pondering on? You know, also, would God be pleased with our thoughts? Not even if for the world to hear, but God knows what we are thinking first and foremost. So would he be pleased with our thoughts? So we got to ponder on that. Would he be pleased with our thoughts? And I'm going to say for me at times, no, he would not be. If, you know, sometimes, you know, if God could just, that you know, that hand would come down and smack my shoulder or tap my mouth, like, no, that is not, you don't say that. And it has been times where I've heard God tell me, don't say something, and I'm like, okay. And, you know, but my flesh is like, you know, my flesh is falling, but God is like, don't say that. Okay, all right, Lord, all right. The next thing is it pure? Whatever is pure, the word means undefiled, chaste, clean, or holy. It touches the whole area of moral purity. Is your thought life clean? We used to say, get your mind out of the gutter. If you live in the gutter, don't be surprised that your mind is covered with slime. So if you're thinking unclean things, unholy things, things that are not pure, things that would cause you to, if you kept thinking about it, things that would cause you to act on whatever your thoughts are, you know. And a lot of times we don't give it that much thought. That's just like if you're constantly in, for an example, if you're constantly in going into like a dumpster, you're constantly in a dumpster going through the trash, and you're trying to figure out why you keep smelling like trash. But every day you keep going to the dumpster, and you're not taking the time to get clean. But every day you're going to that dumpster for whatever reason, and you're trying to figure out what the smell is, why it won't go away. You know, it's the same thing. You keep you're around garbage all day. That's the thing. Our thoughts. Sometimes our thoughts are are, you know, in the gutter, you know. And when we say in the gutter, we're not just saying, like, sexual explicit things, but sometimes our minds are in a gutter about how we can get back at somebody, how we can set somebody up to be hurt because we're hurting, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we think about pure things, pure, we have to continually, when thoughts come about, is it pure? You know, would God be pleased? Would he be upset? Would he chastise me for this? Or would he bless this? And so I think when we are going through the motions of things and we're in a situation, you know, I don't always think about these things at that moment. You know, just to be transparent, I don't always think about these things at the moment. And, you know, not that I'm out here doing, you know, things that I'm not supposed to do, but even in our daily thoughts, you know, even in our daily thoughts, I don't always apply every one of these things to my thoughts. But there are things, you know, when your actions, I do think about, you know, what it is that I'm about to do when it comes to my actions. So it's like, and also because, you know, I am a minister. I am an example of New Vision for Life and apostle. So, you know, there are things where I have to remind myself, like, hey, you know, would this cast a bad light on my apostle, you know, on the ministry, you know, and people know that I love God. And so if I do this, they're going to, I don't want them to turn away from God because, you know, they're like, wow, I thought she was A, B, and C. And that's, you know, things like that. I don't want anybody to turn away from God because of me. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I do make sure, because I want people to love the Lord. I want people, you know, to have a relationship with the Lord. And if all they see is me, you know, at that moment, then, yes, I have to make sure that I am being a good example, you know, for the love of Christ, you know, extending grace, extending forgiveness, all of those things. We have to practice what we preach. That's, you know, that's what people say. Practice what you preach.
Mm-hmm.
And most times we don't. Most times we don't. Apostle?
Amen. Amen. I just wanted to say when you said about broadcasting, if your thoughts were broadcast for the world to hear, I'm a very visual person. I'm a very visual person. But y'all remember the picture that they showed of Mary Tyler Moore when she's walking down the streets of whatever city that was that she was walking down, and it was a crowded street? Or if you've seen pictures of thousands of people that are walking through the streets of New York on Wall Street and just crowds and crowds of people, I saw myself standing there in the midst of all of these people walking by, and in a bubble over their head were their thoughts as they're walking by, and I could read each one of these thoughts. And, man, the stuff that I was seeing, you know, the conversations that they had with other people, the things that they did with other people, good, bad, or indifferent. Some of the thoughts were very good thoughts and so forth. But there were the thoughts of the man that was having an affair, you know, and the woman that didn't speak kind to her children that morning and so forth. And all of these, you know, just like in a cartoon, and they got the little bubble over your head and it adds your conversation. I could see all of that, and I was like, wow, man, would I want somebody to be able to read all of my thoughts? And there are times, no, I don't want you to know what I'm thinking, because it isn't these. I would fail in some of this. Is it pure? Is it right? You know, yeah, I definitely, there are times, like a minister to be could say, you know, I think sometimes of the people that hurt me, and boy, I would love to just chop them down just one good time, you know. But I don't want you, as my listening audience, as you men and women of God, I don't want you to know that Apostle Banks would think something like that. But she does every now and then. Like, how could they do this to me? But then I remember who I am and who I belong to. Praise be unto God. and get myself back together. And God said, vengeance is mine. Saints, we don't have to go and take revenge on anyone. Just real quick, the Promise Keepers, that is a men's group, a Christian men's group that's all about keeping account, helping each other deal with accountability and for men to live godly lives. And they have a seven question that they are to ask each other, you know, every day. They ask each other these seven questions. And so when they partner you up with someone, and I'm going to read through those seven questions. I remember this also from years ago. But to be good, so much stuff that I talk about or that we talk about, and, mm-hmm. you know, I remember God taking us through these things years ago, you know, and mm-hmm. it's all coming back around because these things, they're not changing, you know, when it's based on the word of God. It is not changing. It comes back to you. So quickly, these seven questions, again, are for men who really want to live godly lives, and they should ask each other these questions each week as a means of staying pure in this dirty world. First question is, have I been with a woman in the past in a way that could appear compromising? Next, have all my financial dealings been filled with integrity? Next is, have I viewed any sexually explicit material, adequate time in Bible study and prayer? Have I spent quality time with and given priority to my family? Have I fulfilled the mandates of my calling? And this last question is the one I love. Have I just lied to you? Have I lied to you? In answering those questions, those six questions prior to it, the last one, have I lied to you? And this was enough to make them think about what it is they're doing and how they're spending, again, their thought life. But this was to help them to stay pure and to live a life pleasing unto God. All righty. The next thing is it lovely? Is it lovely? Whatever is lovely. The word lovely in the New Testament means love towards. It has the idea of attracting loveliness as a magnet and attracts iron filings. One person laid it as those things that grace attracts. Do your thoughts automatically attach themselves to that which is beautiful and lovely? A thought may be true and even right, but not lovely. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That goes back to the very first one. Whatsoever is true. Remember I said, it is true that he lied on me. It's true that he hit me. It's true that he cheated on me. That's true. But here is something now that would counteract that. That stuff was true, and we're supposed to think on whatsoever is true. But then here we have in the fifth one, is it lovely? Are the thoughts that I have, are they lovely? Are they attracting the grace of God to them? Are my thoughts, are those things, again, that are edifying thoughts, you know? So it could be right, it could be true, but it may not be lovely. So you got to think on these things that are lovely. And if it's not lovely, if it doesn't make you lovely, then don't say it, don't think about it, don't do it, don't dwell on it, don't repeat it. Baby, I'm telling you, you know, look, all of this negative stuff that we have going on inside of us, oh, we have to go through so much to renew the way that we think. I'm telling you, because we were born in sin, all the negativity, all the sin stuff, that comes easy, second nature, and so forth. But born again, saints, you were born again. And, oh, behold, all these old things are passed away. And behold, all things are new. We can do this. We can do this. We can do this. Our minds being renewed to think those things that the Father would have us to think. Is it admirable? Whatever is admirable, that is, whatever is worthy of study and contemplation, or is it cheap? This question asks us to focus on things that are positive, not negative, constructive, not destructive, things that build up and not tear down. This means editing your words so that you simply delete the non-admirable things from your vocabulary, from those vocabulary. That other scripture that I think about when I read that is, okay, now that was a brain fog, okay? I had it right there, and it just went on about its way. Okay, things, let's see, that means editing your words and deleting the non-admirable things from your vocabulary. Oh, God, help me, Father, let the words come back. But anyhow, with it being admirable, think on these things, having the positive thought instead of the negative thought. Again, we have control over that. We have the control. So that is what we are supposed to do. And I really wish that verse would come back to me, but it will be probably before the end of the show, and I'll let you know what it is. I'll let you know. All right, my love, you may go ahead, honey.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, real quick. This part of the article, it says roses and the sewer. Some things may be true, but that doesn't mean we should dwell on them. And Paul in Ephesians 5 and 12 speaks of certain things that are so evil that it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. So that may be referring to certain forms of sexual sin, certain gross forms of idolatry, certain areas of Satan's kingdom that should be off limits for the people of God. And so you don't dwell there. Don't focus on the evil around you. And so there are Christian watchdog groups that seem to go across the line. Sometimes there are organizations that are so zealous to expose evil that they send along pictures of things Christians simply ought not to look at. And so, you know, sometimes we see videos that we wish we should not have looked at. They were true in the sense that they accurately recorded the depraved practices all around, but it left us feeling unclean after viewing them. So we as a church have been fairly bold about exposing. The author is saying that they have been fairly bold about exposing sin where they are, but some things they simply won't talk about because they are so perverse and evil. So the principle of concentrating on things that are admirable and lovely puts to rest the foolish notion that we should expose our children to sin so they will know what it is like. Like that part, people do, like, let their children do certain things so they'll know what it's like so they won't do it. Like, okay, that don't make sense to me, but, you know, people have their own little thoughts and practices that maybe became tradition, so they just do it and not even knowing that they're putting their child in a bad space. First of all, our children see enough sin all around them without any help from us. Second, exposing our young people runs the risk that they may be attracted to it. Sin is so sinful that we do well to stay as far away from it as possible. And you don't have to lift the top of the sewer in order to know it stinks. You know, if you see the sewer, you don't have to lift the top off. You don't have to basically go over there and try to sniff it. You already know it stinks. So, you know, think of it this way. A house has a living room and a toilet. Both are essential for life. Which one do we display? We show people our living room, not the bathroom. Many people grow roses in front of their yard. They also have a toilet that connects to a sewer. We put roses in the front yard and bury the sewer. Why? Because some things simply shouldn't be put on public display. And if that's not enough, catch all categories. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy. Excellent refers to virtue, and praiseworthy means those things that God himself would approve. So here you have the two final questions. This one is it morally excellent? Is it morally excellent? That means that you may want to do something for somebody, but is it morally excellent? It doesn't go against the word of God, or does it fall in line with it? You know, sometimes things we do, it may look great. It may look like it's really helping someone, but like if you're cheating on your taxes to get a little bit of money back so that you could help somebody else, that's not morally excellent. That's not something you do. But let's just say if you have some things around your house that you haven't used in a while, and maybe you want to sell those things and then give that money to help somebody else. You know, that is a way to help somebody else. It's clean. It's not going against the word of God. And you don't have to worry about coming back on you unless you're selling something that didn't belong to you. The next one is it something that God would approve? Would God approve? Would God say yes to whatever it is that you're thinking about that you would like to do? Or maybe an event that you would like to host, would God approve that thing? Would God be happy that you're doing this thing? Would God be in agreement with you doing this thing? So if there's any inkling that, you know, some people don't have that the morals or ethics. So everything they think about is they're going to do it, whether God approves it or not. So we're talking about, you know, those of us that know better. You ask yourself, would God approve? So taken together, these eight questions point the way toward positive thinking. Paul says, think on these things. It's a command. It's in the present tense. Keep on focusing your thoughts in these eight areas. Find the truth and think about it. Find the noble and think about it. Find the lovely and think about it. Find the virtuous, and think about it. Do it and do it. And verse 9 tells us that the God of peace will be with you. Those who think on these things experience God's peace in their lives. Apostle?
Yes. And, beloved, that right there is the reward for doing what's right when it comes to our thought process. The God of peace will be with you. See, everything that is the opposite of what we just mentioned, everything, all of the negative thinking, everything that is the opposite of this will bring you torment. It will bring you unrest. You can't sleep. You get paranoid. Everybody is lying on me. Everybody is doing something wrong to me. Everybody at the job is against me. All of the ministers are against me. My children don't like me. Just everything. And your mind is tormented, thanks to God. You are in a state of torment. The devil is having a field day. He is having a field day in our minds. But when we do as God has asked us to do, he's requiring us to do these things. You know, the word says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And that was a scripture that I told you I couldn't remember. But as a man thinketh, so is he. So what are you spending your time thinking about? What are you spending your time thinking about? But the beauty, again, in this is knowing that when I think on these things, the God of peace will be with me, that he's with me. I can rest assured that all is well. As the sister in the Word says, well with my soul. It is well with my soul. This is what a mother is saying with her son lying dead on the bed. And I believe it was the prophet Elijah was to bring him back to life. But it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. So, beloved, think on these things. Think on these things. We're not even going to start part three of this. We're going to do that next week on how to change your mind. See, we told you the four things that were the negative thinking. We told you that. We went to the Bible and gave you the Bible verse on what to think on. And so we need to also know now, how do I change my mind? We don't want to address a problem without bringing you a solution to that problem. So that's what we're going to tackle next week. So right now, I'm going to ask if there's anybody on the line here now with us that has something that they wish to say, a question that they wish to ask, a statement, whatever the case may be. We have a couple of minutes left. If there's something you'd like to share, please press 1 on your keypad and let us know what's on your heart. What's on your heart? Remember, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. So you have an opportunity to ask a question or to make a statement. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. I know there's a lot that we have to think about and just to go throughout this day. And I still am overwhelmed at the thought that we have a minimum probably of 10,000 thoughts a day. And I'm like, whoa, where does that come from? How could anybody think that many thoughts? But we do, beloved. Good morning, my love, my dear heart. Good morning. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. I just wanted to be a spirit of encouragement, saying how much I'm enjoying this teaching. I had sent to you a while ago about speaking on negative thinking, and I tell you what, you're scratching right up where I need to be, and I'm just grateful and thankful that you all don't think it's robbery to spend this time necessary to go through these things, because I was very confused about speaking a statement of truth versus speaking what is good and kind and all of those things. So I'm just thankful.
Amen. Amen. All right, beloved. All righty. Thank you so very, very much. And we have another caller. Your last four digits are, I know who this is, 1166. Good morning, beloved. How are you today?
You know, Heart to Heart Radio Show is speaking one of my favorite scriptures, Philippians 4:8, and breaking it down. I am just think on these things. I hope you have a replay number so I can get the beginning of it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And do you know in my daily, one of my devotions, the word for today, that's exactly what it was for today.
Oh, wow. Wow. Amen. Amen.
I just want to thank you all so much. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy. Thank you so much.
Amen, darling. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. All righty. We have another caller. Your last four digits are 4831. Good morning, beloved. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Apostle?
I knew it was you. Bless the Lord. Amen. I'm doing fine, Prophet. I'm doing fine. How's everything?
Amen. Amen. I just want to tell you, I know I have thoroughly enjoyed this show this morning. But one thing that just kept coming to my mind listening to everything that you and Minister Tamika was going over is our pastor says all the time that you have to think of yourself as a bank. And he says that for this reason, because if you have a bank account, which I'm sure most all of us do, go to the bank and try and withdraw money without ever having made a deposit into that account first. You
right.
can't get any money out if you never put any money in. But
right.
we have to think of our minds and our spirit the same way. Whatever you're putting in is what's coming out. If you're putting
That's
in
right.
the Word of God, if you're putting in praise, if you're putting in thoughts that are always good and thoughts that are always uplifting, then what comes out is that. But if you put in junk, then junk is what comes out. And
yes.
all of that, to me, goes back to what you all were talking about. And I just thoroughly thank you so much for this teaching this morning and for just going over this. And for most of us, it should just be a reminder that we have to remember, mm-hmm. we have to be mindful of what's going in our spirit and what mm-hmm. we're watching, what we see, because our eyes are taking so much stuff in that depending on what you watch can also reflect on what comes out of your mouth. We know that
Absolutely.
The Word says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Mm-hmm. And we have to remember that whatever we are putting in our spirit, whatever we are feeding ourselves with is what ends up coming out of us. So if we start
yes.
feeding ourselves more of the Word, if we start feeding ourselves more praise, if we start feeding ourselves more edification, then that's what will eventually come out. It may take
mm-hmm.
a couple of weeks to make that change, to get your diet back where it needs to be. But then once you do it, what comes out of you and what people will see, they'll realize, hey, there's a change that's taking place. So thank
yes.
you so much
yes.
for this teaching. God bless you, and I love you.
I love you too, Father Crawford. Thank you. And give Songberg my love. Amen. Thank you, man of God, for sharing that with us. I'm telling you, it is so, so good. So good. And I love this when we're getting to the heart of the matter. We can't help but bring out of us what goes in us. You can't help it. You can't help it. You know, I was when Prophet Crawford said that, my children, bless the Lord, my children, you know, when somebody greets me, says hi to me, you know, my greeting is, hi, beloved, you know, so, and you know that's from the Word of God, calling someone my beloved. When somebody says something and I agree with them, instead of me saying I agree, my answer is amen. And my kids say, Mommy, can you ever do non-scriptural talking? Like, you know, can you ever just hold the conversation and you don't sound like you're coming from the Bible all the time? And it, surprisingly enough, it's hard for me because every conversation that I have, everything that people say to me, the Word that's in me rises up to say, okay, this scripture fits that scenario. This verse fits that. This does that. And it's not that, you know, I am holier than thou. I am not a Bible thumper. You don't have to worry about that. I'm not a Bible thumper. I just get so amazed that no matter what anyone talks to me about anything, the Holy Spirit brings to my mind how the Word of God fits in that, how it fits in. And so that goes back to what Prophet Crawford said. What goes in you is coming out of you. What goes in you is coming out. And you can't help yourself. And I remember when I was on a binge of watching some movies, I liked crime shows, dramas. I liked crime shows. And some of the crime shows that I used to watch, you know, had vulgarity in it. And I would find myself in, when I am thinking about something or something happens, a vulgar word would come to mind. Thank God I wasn't saying it out loud, but see, here goes the thing. Do you want somebody to have a picture of what you're thinking? I mean, a vulgar word would come to mind, and I would hear it in my head, and I would shake myself and say, whoa, where did that come from? Where did that come from? It came from, that's the stuff that went in my spirit last night when I was watching that movie. That's what went in, and it came out in my thought pattern. Thank God it didn't come out of my mouth. But if I look at enough of it, just the way I say amen without a second thought, it's not a thought. It is not a thought. It is not a thought. It just flies out of my mouth. Amen, amen, amen. And just the way that that happens, it would be just that same way that a negative word, a curse word, could come flying out of my mouth at an inappropriate time. See, I just got another picture. When I said at an inappropriate time, I remember seeing on YouTube, it may have come through Facebook and YouTube, not quite sure, but I know it was on YouTube. This young lady was in the church, and she was singing. She was a soloist, doing just singing that Sunday morning. And lo and behold, she messed up the words to the song. And she said, O-S, in the microphone. And the church is like, oh, my God, oh, my God. You see, because that's how she normally talks. And it came out of her mouth at an inappropriate time. That came out of her mouth. Saints of God, you know, we will be exposed on what it is we're thinking. We will act out what it is we're thinking. So we must renew the mind. We must renew our minds. Remember Philippians 4, 8, and 9, children. Remember, beloved, remember. Think on these things. Think on these things. And when you do, the God of peace will be with you. That is our call for today, and we will be back here again on next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We encourage you to get as many people out as you can as far as, you know, to come back and hear this, as far as you listening to it over again, because this is the second part we've done. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Apostle Etta Banks. You go there and it'll pull up the shows for Heart to Heart. It will pull them up and you can listen to part one of last week and part two today. Again, that's blogradio.com/Apostle Etta Banks. And it will bring up all of the shows. Our shows are archived. You can go back and listen to them over and over again. You are able to share them with others as well. So we encourage you to spread the good news. I want to thank all of you today. Thank all of those that shared. We really appreciate it because this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Beloved, on you.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. We just thank everybody again, and we look forward to seeing you back next week, and have a great and awesome week.
Amen. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what
to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.